He was, look, now look at his steal.
Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop.
Oh, my goodness.
Marcus Mendez.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
The way that dog is barking at Ken, I'm going to have a conversation with Ken. Ken is meeting somebody at the door, and that dog is not happy at all. Is he out there talking to somebody?
Think so.
You can tell. I can tell it's going to be one of those shows.
Yeah.
Today, Steve.
That the dog is just. Well, listen.
If the dog has me that's distracted.
While we don't do a ton of Derby talk per se.
Today's the day.
Because, well, no, I don't think that's true. But while we don't, it's mostly, I've said it before, we love the Derby and the festivities and everything. We just don't know anything about it. But that we can really talk about it like that.
So wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
I will say, you start to feel the vibe around the city about Wednesday, you know, where it's like, okay, all right, it's Derby week, man. Like, listen, I was out at Norton Commons last night, and it was like, yeah, it's Derby week.
What were you doing in Norton Commons?
Just eating.
Eating something good?
Yeah, where'd you go? Old school New York pizza.
Gustavo's.
That was
had some margaritas last night. The wife had...
How many margaritas did you have?
Two.
Big Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a salt on the rim guy?
Big Steve.
I am.
Salt, yeah.
I am. I like a little sweet. It's a little I get peach.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Go figure.
Get peach, yeah.
I bet you do.
Why is that? Was that not manly? I'm sorry. Do I like it garnished with an orange and a lime? Is that not manly either?
The fact that you used the word garnish.
I know.
If you would have said fruit.
Yeah.
Fruit on the lip.
Actually, the two ladies I was with, they got orange and lime on theirs. And he just brought mine with an orange because mine was peach. So I guess to tell him the difference, you know. And I was like, can I have a lime, please?
Why did you particularly want a lime?
I like to put the lime and the orange.
And the coconut?
The lime and the coconut.
You want the lime and the orange to do what?
To add to the flavor. Gives it a little
what
citrus.
Is it, a sommelier? Is it
taste? Sommelier, that's a French guy. Or not a French guy, but a wine guy.
Oh, the wine.
It's a wine expert. Yeah.
Expert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. Sommelier. Yeah.
If I become a level one Psalm, will you guys make fun of me or be proud of me?
Did he just say Psalm, Steve?
Yeah, like you can never just
like,
say
come
it.
Come on.
Just say the word.
It's hard to say sommelier, so I said Psalm.
I'll be a Psalm.
That's what they're called in the biz.
A level one.
In the biz.
A level one Psalm.
Yeah.
You would be a level one Psalm.
Yeah, you would.
I could tell you guys what type of wine to drink.
He'd be a Psalm 19.
There's a Petit Verdot. It goes real well with your steak.
Why are you going straight there?
I'm a Psalm 19. What is that?
Sounds like you're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
It's like I'm a vaccinated Psalm.
See?
I'm sorry.
Why?
Nah, I don't know.
I wasn't making fun of your peach.
It's like that was week. He didn't jump in on the peach joke.
He was going to.
Oh, that sounded good. I'm pro peach. Ale-8 peach, favorite soda ever.
Actually had one of those. They have them in Meijer's right now.
They are the best mixers for cocktails. You can make a peach Bellini with one of those.
Holy smokes. Cauliflower margaritas.
I do not, but I do enjoy a cauliflower wing.
You turned me on to those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
no, they're fantastic. Everybody that comes up there is like, I'm going to try them. Like, yeah, try them.
Really
they're
good.
Like, these are great.
They're really good.
Yeah. So laugh all you want. Anyway, so we were walking around. We had
it was a beautiful.
Oh, it was perfect.
It was a beautiful.
It was perfect.
Night.
By the way, You have sold Tina. She's, listen, we're all moving over there. I got a text last night, a random text about 11:30 last night from our friend. And it's like, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's going down. She's like, I want to go over later this week and look around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but no, it was a great night, man.
It was a beautiful night.
Great week, really, man. Yeah, I mean, like today it's going to be 84 and sunny.
I don't want to call out particular news stations, right? But that graphic that a local news station put on Twitter, I really had a problem with that. It was.
Oh, like, was it like, enjoy your week, 'cause it's going to be a bad weekend?
Oh, listen. Said news station, you know I mess with y'all. You've been nothing but kind to me since forever, right? Steve, I always make a reference to this one. I'll never, ever, 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 ever forget what Desert Storm was like. That was the first Iraqi war, right?
I believe so.
Desert Storm. We talking 92 maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm thinking when Sergeant Slaughter and Hulk Hogan fought was 91 at WrestleMania 7, and it was and his character was
became an Iraqi
sergeant
sympathizer.
Had become an Iraqi sympathizer. It was about Desert Storm.
Okay,
that was in 91.
Big so time probably, heel turn.
Yeah. Oh yeah. One of the best ever. I mean, that was one of the deepest. I mean, when Sergeant Slaughter joined the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, we're done.
It's like I hate you.
I hate you more than
than the average. Hate you.
Listen, I'm telling you, I was a young man.
Now, Dad was in Desert Storm, right?
Dad,
okay,
was in Desert Storm. He's a pilot in Desert Storm, and I will never forgive media. I'll never forgive media for what they did. Every single night, it was, dun, 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 more dead. And, you know, it was on it was on Fox
News. Planes going down.
It was Fox News. I'm telling you. And listen,
well, it probably wasn't Fox News.
It was, listen, this is when Fox News
probably CNN
became popular. It's been heel turn since then, Steve.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Just clearing that up.
Certain groups may have changed affiliations and all that good stuff. This was about the war, Steve. Not about your damn political affiliations. My God. I'm talking about a 10-year-old kid going through it.
Doesn't matter. It's all. Those are the voters now.
It used to. And then every commercial break, it would be like, when we come back, the names of the dead will be released. And then they'll go to another commercial break and they'll come back and they'll say, at the top of the hour, the names of the dead will be. And it was just big red numbers just every day, every night. It might be three people. And in the big scheme of things, you know, you're like three people. Not a bad day, you know, when you consider this war. But there's everybody who has anybody affiliated with military, like, said
that's him.
I'm the three.
Yeah.
And then every night it was gonna be three, you know, or how.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God. So just imagine.
And in reality, it's like, it's war. People are dying every day.
People die
like
downtown, East End.
Sure.
Like, people die all the time. You literally had lower casualty numbers over there than you do in big cities here in the United States of America, but you never thought about it like that. It was just, dun, 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 and it was, and they were just, oh, it just hammered it. I feel like they're doing that with the weather.
Yeah. Basically the same thing.
I gave you that entire story. Just look, sad Marcus, worry Marcus. It's the weather.
Even my security system for the last 3 days, it showed tomorrow rain and storms, and I'm like, this thing is not, something's wrong. Like, it shows today it's supposed to be rain and storms all day.
The minute you don't believe it though, Steve,
then it's like, here it is.
It's gonna,
I don't, what's the difference here? Somebody says margarita, cauliflower wings, and what's next? Ram testicles. Does that supplement well?
What was the attempt in that one?
That's a nice Sauvignon Blanc.
Were they not enjoying our conversation. They want to go, great, awesome, or.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of great text in there, too.
Okay. Why don't you read those then?
What do ram testicles taste like? Chicken? I'm sure one of our listeners have had them.
Where does that joke even come from?
Who was it? Pink. Lloyd Gardner was reading
oh.
Something. I forgot what it was.
To start off with you and your dad's show.
No, it wasn't us. This was a Diener thing.
I do remember.
Yeah.
He said Lloyd Gardner. I remember that. Okay, Steve, where do they want to go?
Well,
this is Derby week, so like don't press me on.
Oh yeah, no. I will break down the draw. We threaten people from 10 to noon. I will break the draw down right now. Horses 1 through 20. You play with me.
Guess who gets the inside post?
Yeah, no, today. Listen, Great Osabor. It's a big one, man.
No, it's not. No, oh, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. Right. Actually, I got a coffee. I forgot I had a coffee, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you hear me?
Well, why don't you drink that while the rest of us talk about how big of a visit it is? So it was. There, take a sip of that.
Yeah, get everybody warmed up, Steve.
The diva when you don't have your coffee.
This is how it starts, Steve.
I know.
What Nikki, is that? It looks like candy.
Nikki, this is how it starts.
Oh, wait. Is that a magnesium capsule? Dissolves in the water? Makes you more alkaline?
No.
So the water gets in your system?
I use Celtic salt for that.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I hate him.
Me or Nikki?
Nick.
Go back to your peach Bellinis.
Okay, it starts off.
I don't drink peach Bellinis.
It starts off like this, Steve.
The margaritas.
And before you know it, I have a
and
car.
And an orange cello at Epcot.
I have a car full of, what are it, bumper stickers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I'm starting to enjoy these little coffee stickers.
You're, you got the big coexist sticker on your back.
Yes,
it feels like that's just the one that everybody that has the back stickers, there's
the
always
coexist.
The coexist sticker.
Yeah, yeah. That's
like,
a good point.
Like center ornament.
The starter pack.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
And what does he turn into after that?
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
It's like Swerve Strickland. That's what he looks like. That's awesome. Okay. Great Osabor coming to campus today. No longer considering Kentucky. So I guess that Mark Pope recruiting pitch this weekend was butt water. But anyway, so that was fun. Yeah. No, he's here, man. He's no longer considering Kentucky.
Why? Don't just tell people stuff like that.
Oh, well, that's just per his agent. That's what he said.
That's not cool.
Yeah, so per his agent.
So you think he just said, they're not meeting our expectations?
Yeah, they visited Kentucky. He was like, this kind of sucks, to be honest with you. You guys really are pretty.
Did you hear what Cal said?
Yeah. It's like Calipari University. And then what's he do? He goes and lands the number one player. Do you realize, had he stayed at Kentucky, Marcus, they would have their whole team they were going to have.
And?
They were going to get John L. Davis.
Who is John L. Davis for people who don't know?
The kid from, he's from Florida Atlantic.
Uh-huh.
He's the number one player in the transfer portal. They would have ended up with him and then got like the Adu kid that they got from Tennessee, who's an absolute monster. And we would be like, Jesus God, Kentucky's going to win the national championship
again.
And probably go undefeated.
Again.
Yeah. And we're screwed.
All we'd be hanging on to is a prayer at KCD.
Instead, I'm like, well, what are we going to do with these if they get this Dayton guy? Oh, God.
Okay, let me do this. Let me do this.
Okay.
Great.
Yes.
On campus.
Mm-hmm. Perfect fit.
Okay. How do I do this? I'm usually better with my setup on this. Steve.
Yeah.
We don't need him.
Okay.
Are you curious, Nikki?
Very.
Steve, you know what I did with my evening?
Yeah.
Let's just put me in this mood today. I'll put you in this mood for 5 minutes. Okay. We have our roster so far, right? I'm just going to assume.
Like we're missing some beef.
I'm just going to assume you've went back and watched 20 College of Charleston games.
Minimal.
People. I'll tell you this. My recruiting worries.
I think you're going to piss me off.
Dropped. My recruiting worries dropped by, you know what? You're going to piss me off talking about how bad we need some guy.
Yeah, piss me off. Well, you're going to piss me off more.
I watched out of bounds plays. I may have watched 60 out of bounds sets. I may have watched 60. We need a bucket right here. If you analytically said this game had 20 big shots, big possessions.
Okay.
20 big possessions. You know, listen, it could be, you know, 5 minutes to go in the first half. Stony Brook just scored, you know, three buckets, you know, to cut the lead. Mm-hmm. You really need a bucket. Mm-hmm. Stop. Let's do this. I watched a late possession tie game. I watched College of Charleston get a rebound. You know, we're talking 30 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Get a rebound. No timeout. I watched how fast they got into their action. And it looked like coach was like he gave the smallest gesture. It all, just hear me out.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if you're just a sports purist, right? And you watch, like, you know when you watch Tom Brady and it looks like everybody knows exactly what to do, and you if you're a football fan, you just like, God, he just has this thing running like a machine, you know, just, you know, I don't even want to use the word machine because we've been overusing that lately. I watched a rebound 30 seconds roughly on the clock. I watched his guys sprint to their spots. And just no play call, no stop. Let's get into it. I watched Rain Smith. I can't even think of my other guy. I mean, just everybody. Point. We're going to get Rain Smith open on this. He's going to be the screener. Anybody who knows fundamental basketball, you say it's the screener who's going to end up being the open guy.
Yeah.
And it was just so much fundamental
really
good
is.
Stuff. You know, and when I say fundamental, I don't mean the simple fundamental. I mean the well-coached, complicated, high IQ fundamental. Mm-hmm. Like, that's smart, good, well-coached, body position, details. I'm just like, I mean, listen, Steve, I watched it, and I could not stop watching. You know, you watch one play 15, 16 times in a row, and you're just like, Look at the guy off the ball.
Yeah.
He set up his man. Like, listen, and again, this is not easy stuff. Like, if this guy's going against Rick Pitino right now, you're going to be like, these are the guys that pissed you off and had you ready to fire Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
He's games passing by. That guy, coach, he just don't have the dudes, but he coached circles around this guy. That's a guy that gets you fired. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're watching him with that team, you're like, how does that team, why are they doing that to us? That's complicated. And I'm saying complicated, high IQ, complicated to get everybody on the team to execute the little things at that level. Steve, I'm telling you, I was out of breath by the end of the night. And it just took me straight to, I get on the internet and I'm just like, this is what I was doing. In a joking way. Talking about pissed off. I go from watching this for 2.5 hours.
Sorry, let me get this cord up here real quick. It's okay.
I'm watching, you know, these clips and these offensive sets and out-of-bounds sets for hours. And I'm watching Rain Smith. And I'm like, you know, first thing I see is, you know, Rain Smith coming off the bench for this. And I'm just seeing these. And I'm like, y'all don't know anything. You don't know what it's going to, you know, you don't know who's going to be able to execute. The people who are going to execute his offense are going to be his starters. This isn't just looking at talent and saying, okay, he's 6'7" and can run fast. He's going to – no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. The guys who are going to execute his system are going to be your starters. But he's going to rotate a lot of people, so it's not like – the more I watched it, the more I'm like, he knows what he needs.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what he needs. And the fun part of our big, strong, fast,
yeah,
you know, it kind of died down. Again, at the end of the day, you're going to go back to players are players and I need players and all that good stuff. But I just wanted to drive home the point. You're watching me fight.
No.
Thing. Drive home the point.
I just know you know. I know. I just know the way you're looking at me. You're like, I know what he's going to do, yeah. And I hate him.
You do it the second hour because I'm leaving.
Listen.
I'm getting ready to leave right now.
That was a great speech.
Fuck you. Man, I think that came across, man.
That's a great speech. I listen, and you're right about everything
fuck
you said.
Oh!
I got to.
Now I'm out of ammo. Don't do it again. I only get
with two. With that being said,
I only got two 10-minute, 10-second drops. There's a refractory period,
wait,
man.
I'm going to wait 10 seconds then. Because when he say this stupid.
No!
Stuff again. I'm going to say it again.
With that
five,
being said,
okay. Four, three, two.
You know what makes his offense even better?
Oh, no.
Great Osabor would make his offense even better.
I'm calm now.
All right. Now we're all back on the same page. I do agree with what you're saying, though, as far as
no, you don't.
His offense. No, I do. Listen, it was great. It was great.
It was really fun to watch.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
Now, of course, I will say this. You know, if I really was debating, quote unquote, but again, I don't want to say debating because then it makes it sound, I don't want people to think you're actually saying, like, well, it don't matter. I don't want great off
right.
the board.
Because
that's what it will turn into.
Yeah, watching good detailed system makes you panic less about the players, you know. The player versus the fit and the motors and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It was good to watch.
But yeah, I mean, listen, I do think though, man, you add a piece like Osabor in there. And that offense becomes even better because now a guy like him, here's the thing. You can run the offense perfect and a shot misses. Great Osabor gets the rebound, puts the ball back in, and cleans up a possession that quote-unquote failed in the end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why he just, to me, and again, I'm gonna be completely honest with you, and this is just me being cynical. His last visit's Washington.
Mm-hmm.
He's played for Danny Sprinkle his whole career. Danny Sprinkle went from Utah State to Washington. That screams Washington. You know what I mean? Like, if I was Vegas, I'm putting Washington in the lead, right? Because I'm like, well, I mean, that's got his coach. That's a no-brainer. But
do we get Johnson in his ear and be like, you don't want to go to Washington? I just came from there.
So. Absolutely. Could. You could.
Warren Johnson.
And Louisville has a lot of money.
Tell him how much it sucks.
Yeah. Listen, let him know. And Louisville can offer a few things right now. A lot of money and a lot of playing time.
Would you offer more money to motors or skill sets?
Well,
81-50, 93-9 is the number. 38-31, 93-9 is the text line. That question I asked Steve is an unfair question, and the answer does not really matter, you know. But it's
well, because I'm going to go very
currently moved. Like, you could be a prisoner of a moment right now and say, okay, great O is motor.
God, I hope we get him. That would be so fun. Great O.
I just made that up.
We can just call him Great O.
Has anybody used that yet?
I have not heard Big O. I haven't heard Big O or Great O or anything like that. I like Great O.
Great O.
I like that. And now, look, I'm going to do this to you. It's very Brian Hall, Nick Valvano-ish.
So awesome.
A guy like Great Osabor, the number four player in the portal, is both. So you offer a lot of money to him. He's got a really good skill set, and he's got one hell of a motor. If I can get both of those.
Is he qualified for NIL?
In the Bahamas, he will be. Just so happens we're going to the Bahamas.
Well, how about that?
How about that?
Yo, he does look like Swerkstra.
Right?
Yeah.
When he come by, like, I'm not even doing the, but did anybody tell you, I told him not to tell you on the Charlie Donovan Discord?
No.
Okay, a couple weeks ago, there was a visit that happened, and it was when Maddox and all them were here, and there was a guy here, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's the kid from South Florida, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't. They were just both black guys. And so, like,
I think I remember hearing
on the Discord, I told him, I was like, please don't tell Maven. Because I was like, there's an obvious joke to be made.
No, I remember the debate going around that people didn't know who the guy was.
Well, I was very sure. I was like, no, that's the guy. And I'm like, oh, no, it wasn't. It was just another black guy. I'm like, well, that's unfortunate. That guy, though,
looked
like Swerve Strickland.
Yeah, he does.
Like, we're going to have to retire that mistake. We're going to have to start just.
Yeah, because it's like everybody's scared to say. Because now you're scared to say.
You're not allowed to look alike.
Yeah. And it's like, no, people look alike.
I can make that mistake.
Yeah. Now, I mean, if you tell me you saw Marcus Maben and it was, you know.
At a zoo.
Yeah, well, yeah, then you're probably, your career's over.
No. Here's the problem. You don't get that joke, Nikki. You don't get that joke. To you, that penetrated your ears in a total violent way.
In a really bad way.
Yeah, in a violent way. So I will explain it.
Okay, please do.
Charity saw me at a zoo in Nashville or something like that, right?
It was a science center.
Okay, the science center, right?
Like, legitimately.
Yeah, and Steve is giving Charity a hard time. Like, you know, Charity don't look alike, you know? I saw the picture. It was my doppelganger.
Oh, so look,
I thought it was me.
Oh, wow.
But if you're Steve, you're not cutting her any slack.
Right.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're so racist. It's Charity. Should tell my friend.
Listen, it was I'm going to try to find the picture.
That was very lib of you, Steve.
It was. Yeah. I can put that hat on when I need to.
I are more alike than I thought.
Yeah.
It was me.
When I
but it was generally like, you know. Same, like, facial structure.
Hey, dude was in a chair, had the same kind of hat on and everything.
Even was holding, like, he was holding
a bottle of Sky Vodka.
A ball. Yeah, no, I'm like, dude, that was you, bro. No, the dude was holding a ball in one hand, the way Marcus would hold a ball if he was, and I was like, that's actually him. He must have been there.
Yeah, really, right.
Which would make sense, you know, like, oh, he was down in Nashville, you know, whatever. They took, yeah, it was frighteningly.
Yeah. Battle for Atlantis featuring Bolo versus Osabor.
Oh, Indiana, killer. Yeah.
That was from Red State on the YouTube channel, which is, by the way, up and running. Made for the Ville. What's going on and on? What do we have on the text line over there? By the way, shout out to Delquan Dorsey. New merch alert.
Woo!
The new Midnight Family shirts are in, and it's awesome. It's double XL. I got to get down to an extra large. I got 8 days to drop 30 pounds.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. That's a beautiful shirt, man.
I do like it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I absolutely love that.
There's no way he's going to be able to replicate that. Do we have anybody online?
No, they just wanted to pass along. Were you guys familiar? In the second half of the Charleston game against Alabama, they scored 62 points.
Yeah.
Outscored Alabama by 4.
Yeah. That's another thing, too. There's a kid.
Interesting stat. Yeah.
I just saw his name floating around. I don't know anything more than that, but there was a kid named Kobe Rogers was on College of Charleston. Guard.
Yeah.
He can play.
Yeah.
And like
I think that's what I saw.
I've just heard his name, number 11. I've heard his name floating around about Louisville, and I'm like, man, Let's go ahead and make that ad if we can. That would be
they run these sets to where it gets him a lane down the right side. Yeah. Remember how we used to get Dwayne Sutton that little clear out mm-hmm. where you get him in the right lane? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kelsey has some of those. You know, it's so much motion going on. It's yeah. one big setup to get a clear space. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, oh my God! And I'm like, oh, you know, look. So I'm yeah. literally watching it like. I know what's the meme when it's Leonardo DiCaprio and he's pointing.
Oh yeah, from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. He's pointing at the TV. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like yeah.
He's like, ooh, that. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was doing. Probably five passes.
Yeah,
and you know,
sure.
Before the actual setup, it's like, you know, and I'm watching again. Like I don't even know. I'm like. They're gonna get him.
Yeah,
and you see the bucket, and you're like, yeah, you know, it's like that was beautiful. It's like good stuff. Like, okay.
Listen, how funny is it gonna be if we land Great Osabor? Do you know who we owe credit to?
I'm listening.
John Calipari.
Oh, wait a minute, because
listen,
he took
John Calipari. Hear me out here. Well, hello. Took Jonas Adu from Tennessee, right?
Girl.
I know, right? the kid Garrison from Oklahoma State, right?
Okay.
Looked at Arkansas. Cal took Adu from Tennessee, which made the kid from Oklahoma State decide he was going to pop for Kentucky while Great Osabor was there. And the kid from Oklahoma State's not half the player Great Osabor is. And it was like, okay. And then Osabor's on campus. There you go, Swerve.
Whose house?
So are we catching are we catching the tsunami?
Yeah,
cows,
the John Calipari tsunami is moving our direction now. Because now Kentucky's stuck with the kid from Oklahoma State. Osabor was on campus. He's like, yeah, I'm out. Because you got to think, he thought that was probably the ultimate disrespect. You took another big while I'm sitting here with you? Yeah.
Hey, see ya. Hey, I'm a center.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a starting center.
Yeah, right. Like, okay. So anyways, now Osabor's coming to Louisville today. I'm like, if this happens and we land him, you got to think John Calipari.
There's nothing more disrespectful on a visit than when Nate Johnson said he thought I was a manager.
Wow.
Ouch.
That's hurtful.
And why'd you think that? Because them shoes you had on.
Wow.
Like when I thought Jack Plummer was the intern.
Yeah, that was one of the stupider things I've heard in a long time.
What?
When Nick walked in and looked at Jack Plummer and he was like, is that a new intern?
That's not true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true.
No, that's 100%
yeah,
true.
That's
not true.
I'm like, yeah, the 6'5", 240-pound guy in there with thighs the size of your head
you
is the new intern.
You did not think Jack Plummer.
I did it first.
And let me be clear. I don't think Nick's stupid. I just think that was...
No, that was stupid. Thank you.
Thing that come out of his mouth.
Hey, man.
It was at the beginning of the football season. Nicky, I wasn't really familiar with what he looked like.
Nicky. That's a really, really bad mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Because, come on, Nicky. He was a perfect physical specimen. He would not be, you think he would do, it's like saying Luke Hancock is the intern.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was surprised. I was like, who is this kid? Is he an intern?
He's taller.
No, because Luke comes in dressed up nicely and stuff. Jack come in. He had, you know, he had Louisville gear on.
He looked like a college kid.
Shorts.
Yeah, so I just.
Because he was a college kid.
Exactly. So I just thought I was like, do we.
That's a bad mistake.
Do we?
And he was waiting up at the front desk like interns are prone to do.
Let's get uncomfortable for a second. Nick, you'll love this conversation.
Oh, God.
Do we not have the. We have, I'll say it like this way. Have we not had the most handsome quarterback room?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, we've had some good looking dudes.
I mean, Plummer.
Yeah.
Brock Doman. Mm-hmm. This year you've got Tyler Shuck.
What's my boy from Notre Dame?
Pierce Clarkson.
Oh yeah.
Who's my Notre Dame guy? He's not Notre
Sam Hartman.
Yeah. We got Hartman level.
You look at Louisville, like look Brady Allen, like these quarterbacks, man. It's like
it's a good looking group. It's a good looking group.
It's a good looking group of quarterbacks, man.
Have you heard the Colin Coward theory on that?
No, what's that?
He had one of the best breakdowns, right? He's like basically the reason the quarterback is breeded to be handsome is because he says it starts off good looking, young, confident young boys on the playground, right? Mm-hmm. Usually the confident one or the good looking one gets to be the all time quarterback when you're out there playing football on the playground. They get, you know, they develop swagger earlier, you know, being good looking.
Right.
They develop confident and turn into your confident sixth grade quarterback, seventh grade quarterback, because it starts right on the playground. And he said, it's basically the good look is what makes him a good quarterback, not a quarterback, you know, who starts to look good as he gets, you know, better. It was like, that's a good.
Yeah.
Good job, Colin.
Yeah, Colin's preaching right now.
That was a good little. That was when shorts first started hitting hardcore on YouTube. Yeah. But that was just good. Yeah, it's a good theory on it. I'll tell you what, we went way overboard. Let's take a quick commercial break. 939 The Bell.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Hey, if you're searching for the best burgers in the game, find them at Twin Peaks all month long. It's National Hamburger Month, and these season smash and seared burgers are waiting to be discovered. Happy National Hamburger Month. Twin Peaks, eat, drink, scenic views.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Since I left home, I said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right.
Did he say good luck to every seed I'd sown?
What do I see?
That can mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just pat his kids on the head and be like, good luck.
But, Travis, what kind of day is it?
And it's a great day.
Thank you, Travis.
Hard times in the neighborhood.
Old double T.
But why can't it be just this good?
Oh, man.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Some days Marcus Maybe 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, gosh darn it, I'm going to get copyrighted to death for that.
Oh, no. Was you on? Oh you're man. You're done. Oh,
that was almost 2 minutes.
Oh, your channel's done.
Oh, man.
You may never be able to
wave bye to the people. Goodbye.
Yeah, YouTube ever again.
So long. Farewell. And goodbye.
Yeah. 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 Middays with Marcus Maven is no more. All right. Well, Middays is, but Made for the Ville YouTube channel is gone. It's now owned by Travis Tritt.
Oh, God, I'm heated.
Oh, man.
Oh, you must have cut that microphone on or something.
No, I hear it too. But
temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
It's beautiful, man. It's a double entendre there, because it really is a great day outside. Like, all
a great song. I forgot how good a song that is, too. It was a good choice, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, all puns aside, it is beautiful outside. The sky's even clear. Not on Derby. Oh, one little one, but not on Derby week. They're like, you don't drop those chemicals on Derby week. Yeah,
it's a little, but
well,
it's not as bad as normal.
No, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
I'll be looking in the sky. Yeah. Steve, I've been doing too much. That's funny.
Please finish.
I was gonna say cocktail Amazoning.
Okay,
it's a dangerous mix.
That's a dangerous mix, isn't it? I come outside my house this morning. It's a bag right there, you know, package right there. By the way, Amazon, I need to use the ramp. Don't put the package on the bottom of the ramp, please.
I do have a question about your home, which is, I'm going to ask you on air, but I'm going to be so vague, but you're going to, there's another home down from yours that has like, the same home number you have.
Oh God!
And they
Steve.
Put 74.
Oh my God, Steve!
Like that big.
Oh my God!
Like I'm
oh, piss me off to high heaven.
Okay, because when I saw that, it kind of angered me too. Because I'm like, well, if I was, I would drop it off there.
Oh my God, Nikki. Okay, let's just say the place I live was originally a different kind of place, right? And it got renovated. Now it's perfect for me. Okay. It means, you know, some of my amenities are extra large and, you know, that's great for me. Right.
Right.
So, but because my place was an addition to the area, it's a newly built addition to the area. The numbers are kind of off, right? So sometimes, you know, I've noticed delivery people, you know, kind of looking around and I'm like, I know the look.
Yeah,
the
right.
The look
right.
Just says, hey, you asked me, pizza, food, you know, delivery, mail. Hey, you looking for, oh, yeah, how'd you know? Yeah, I know that look, right? So I eventually, let me put a number right here. Just give them a little extra heads up, you know, because they put it at the parking spot, right? Okay, these are the numbers right here, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, you know, so then I put the number on the, you know, on the door. And these people down at the next turn in just decided, because we have the same number, they put 2-foot by 2-foot numbers.
Dude, like this big.
Good Lord.
On each post.
What was the point? I mean,
I don't know. If you're looking for, if you were a delivery driver and you were looking for said number, I would drive past, I'd be like, oh, that's it. They must get their deliveries messed. I wouldn't even look at the other ones.
Right.
I wouldn't even consider that there's another number on the other end the same. I would be like, oh, it's got to be these.
And got that after I put my little helpful number, right? So now I'm thinking about like, putting a different color number, some, you know, to put the description different. Like, my God, put a rainbow number on her.
Yeah, just so that way it's colorful.
Something.
And they could see it. Yeah, like, they'll be like, yeah, it's right here. Over here.
Don't drag me into the stadium.
So, yeah, no, it's unreal, though, dude.
Yeah, it did piss
when
me
I
off.
Yeah. When I drove by, I was like, that's a little much.
Yeah.
God.
I guess I'm like, I want to go.
Why?
Why did you do that? Yeah, why did you do that? Like, no, give me an explanation for why you did that. Okay, well, one more thing.
Okay.
I got some Versace shades. They're nice, too.
Let's go.
They are nice.
You shades?
Yeah.
Ooh. Where are your Pat Kelsey's?
Ooh.
I got an eye exam coming up. Like, I got to decide if I want to splurge.
SoFro's getting Pat Kelsey's.
Yeah, I got to decide if I'm splurging.
I kind of got them, but mine are just the black front frames because they're Ray-Bans, but on the side, they're... So I'm like, I found a pair of Oakleys that are thick black.
Yeah.
Hey, all the way around, and I'm going to wear them on my face. Take that for what you will.
I do have those.
And glasses.
My Versace's.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I ordered. Well, I didn't know until I opened them. Oh, yeah, I did order these. So I did have that moment this morning. Man, there was one other. There was one other situation. Yeah, they took it to your joke really heavy.
It was fair. I set it up completely, just terribly. Okay, though.
You made me lose my train of thought. It's your fault.
Yeah.
Nikki, tap dance for like,
well, it's
30
top,
seconds.
Top of the hour, or do you just want to?
No, I wanted to drag it out like 2 minutes extra.
Are you guys doing any derby stuff this week?
That's a good job.
That was good.
Good job. Thank right
you.
There.
Thank you.
You know, here's my derby.
What's 5-0 Tuesday?
It's like that's the new local day because like it used to be the local day was Oaks. Then that became really popular. Then it was Thurby, and then that became really popular. So people, like the tourists, would come in and do Thurby, Oaks, and Derby.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, like, Werby was a thing, but they were like, let's just, screw it, we'll just do 5-0 Tuesdays.
Did they try to go Thurby and then Werby?
Yeah, I think they tried to do, like, a Wednesday thing. I think it was called Werby, but, like, they just decided, I think it was last year, they were like, screw it, like, let's get a day that is strictly for the locals. Before anything crazy happens with you know people coming out of town.
I did not know
and
that.
And they name all the races after like local
legends. Cool. Spots.
It's a great idea. Great idea from Churchill.
Yeah, I love it. The races that come out.
502.
Yeah. So it's like Race One, like Ear Ecstasy and like.
You got to sponsor them.
Yeah, well, they just name them. No, it's like old names of old
like the
places.
Toy Tiger. They have one like for the Toy
places
Tiger.
That might be closed down even, but it's like old Louisville places where you're like, oh, I remember, you know.
That's pretty awesome.
Like Masterson's, for instance, would be one. Like, could be one where you're like, oh, because you still explain to people. Like, I mean, it's like my new horse is called Masterson's Arrest. If I ever get a derby horse, that's what I'm calling mine.
See, I knew the joke, but you just had to go for the extra rotation.
Explain to them what the joke is, Nikki.
Well, I think
we had to explain to Tina that Marcus had been imprisoned.
Did you see the look on her face when I told her I did 2 years?
Yeah.
Wait for.
Oh my God, Nikki. Nikki. We were sitting at BW3's talking to Tina, and she made some little comment, right? And I said, listen, I said, girl, don't let the light skin thing fool you, you know? I've been locked up, right? And she's like, yeah,
locked up.
They won't let me. I was like, Tina, I've done 2 bids, right? And she's like, shut up. And then she gives Steve the look, and Steve's like, no, he's serious. You know what I'm saying? I was like, Tina, I did 2 years. And she, I mean,
just like total.
She went ghost.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And I went and I kept the poker face going. And I'm like, Tina, you better ask around about me. You know, like she.
She was like, I've been alone with this guy.
Hey, Nikki. She hook, line, sinker.
The whole thing.
If Steve wouldn't have said, oh, no, girl, he's lying about that. Like, I was going
to
carry the joke.
See, finally, when she turned around, I said, did he say 2 years? I'm like, yeah, he's lying about that. But he did a day.
So I said a bid.
Yeah,
a
bid. Yeah.
I didn't describe. Yeah, I didn't say how long the bid was. I was like,
can I ask him what for?
Yeah.
Like, singing Master P too loud in Masterson's parking lot.
Oh, my God. Listen, that was one of those, like, Ashton Kutcher punks. Like, you have to cut the joke.
Yeah.
Because she was...
Well, like,
yeah,
it was about to become detrimental.
Yeah, it was going to be bad.
Here's my derby. Let me explain this before we take the top of the hour. But here's my thing. So Thursday, we actually have a box. Good friend of ours, Mickey Hughes. Some people know him around town. He owns a lot of the Irish bars and stuff. Like, you know, a great dude, like amazing. He's got a box. It's all you can eat, everything. So nice. Charity's actually going to... I was going to go, but I was like, you just go and have a day out, whatever, and do that.
Get out of my hair.
You owe me one. Yeah. Right, owe me a day.
A hall pass.
Yeah, where I can just say, I'm out for the day.
This is a good time to build up hall
yeah,
pass.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, you just go by yourself. She's going out and doing therapy with all her friends, and they've got the box and all that stuff, and it's incredible. So derby for me, though, I will say this. It's just not really my thing per se. Like the whole, I love the ambiance of Derby and stuff. But I will say this, the hour leading up to Derby while I'm home watching, I do start to get like FOMO really bad.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, man, wish I was there. Like, cause you feel the energy building and it's like Derby, man. And then as soon as it ends, I'm like, thank God I'm not there.
Dude, whenever they start singing My Old Kentucky Home, because it makes me cry every time, like, yeah, shut up. Like, it does. And then,
you were born in Indiana, you do New York stuff, like, and My Old Kentucky Home makes you cry.
Dude, have you ever been there when they do it? Is that not amazing?
No, it's amazing, but like,
it's awesome.
About crying, I mean.
It brings a manly tear to your eye.
For you.
I'm not bawling like, I need to be consoled.
You're like Mr. Kentucky all of a sudden. Like,
I'm just.
Like, I was born in the, you know. Yeah.
It's so good.
I was born in Eastern Kentucky and.
Okay.
My dad, right. Bob, worked in the coal mines, and we made it finally out to the city. Like, dude.
Maybe.
You grew up in the suburbs of southern Indiana.
Yes,
dude.
I know. I grew up on a southern Indiana golf course. Yeah. I'm not saying.
His real name is Clarence.
Yeah. Why do you cry?
And Nikki's parents had a real name. Yeah.
Right. Two of them.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like, that was an excellent line.
I know.
That was terrific.
Man, and he's like Mr. Kentucky all of a sudden, man. Like, okay.
Well, sometimes maybe a libation or two has hit the system, okay. You know, and you get a couple with that good Kentucky bourbon.
That's fair.
I'm usually drunk around that time,
uh-huh.
And I'm like, I would hate to be drunk having to get home.
Oh, yeah.
I would hate to be drunk.
I'm having...
relying on somebody to get me home.
Oh, dude.
God.
You have to be
God. That was,
you have to be like game face, like to like, I mean, leave. But it's
20. Like,
but usually you've had a libation or two, and you're past that point of, you know, like, I don't care if my feet hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, you're walking and being safe and getting a ride and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just get me home.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm having FOMO because it's 150. It's 150. It's a big one this year.
It is.
But I'm going to, Jeanette was like, nah, we're going to a party.
Are the mint juleps $22?
Yeah, and I'm kind of like, I'm okay with, when I just see how like packed it's going to be, like I'm kind of okay going to a party.
Is it
I am going to have a little FOMO, like Steve said, when they start coming out on the...
Is it hood to smuggle in mint julep packets?
No, dude, that's...
that's the whole point.
Here's the thing about a mint julep. Like, and I'm not hating on anybody. It just is what it is. It's actually a pretty decent cocktail when it's made with, like, TLC.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, when you're making it for quantity, and I ain't hating on anybody. Like, I mean, that's the only way that you can... Would you rather stay in line for 45 minutes for a drink? No.
So it's going to make buckets and buckets of
mint
julep.
Yeah, but when you make... So everyone thinks, like, mint juleps suck. Well, if you actually have a properly made one when it's muddled and everything like that, it's actually a pretty decent drink. But at the, you know, at the track, when they're doing it for thousands, hundreds of thousands of people... Like, you're going to get a melted down. It's going to taste kind of like toothpaste and bourbon. Like, that just, you know, is what it is. There's no, you know, know what you're getting into.
That was a good,
yeah,
good description.
No, I think he's right. Yeah,
some bourbon.
But so anyone that's like trying to mint julep for the first time, don't hate on it forever.
Yeah,
like if you actually go to like one
just
of them,
don't complain.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's what it is. You're,
don't care. Yeah, don't like. Like how Steve does about Disney, it's like don't ruin it.
Yeah,
don't,
yeah, exactly. Don't ruin it by complaining exactly
about any of your Derby experience.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear complaining.
Yeah, just have fun. Like know what you're in for. Have fun.
Okay, play us out, Nikki. Land the plane, fellas.
We can do it, man.
93.9 The Ville.